Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Pete, Mike across the way, Bokish with your updates. We go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Coming your way later on this hour, Taz. In about 40 minutes from now, we're going to talk a little Masters with David Dusek. Golf week down at Augusta National. As the first major of the year gets going later on this morning. So look forward to that conversation. And the Masters is upon us, which is kind of a rite of passage when you think about the spring, when you think about warmer weather coming, whatever part of the country you might be living in. It's just amazing. And I'll tell you, whenever I hear this music, Taz.
Yeah, tell me what you think about.
It all of a sudden puts me in a good mood. Now, really? It does.
We should use this as rejoin every day.
Well, right, we should. Right, what are you saying? So, no, like, the kids could be running around drawing on the walls.
Yes.
The kids could be, as they did last night, not drawing on the walls. As we were giving them baths last night, they took all of the shampoo and bubble bath and dumped it all out into the water. It was like three, and that's not cheap. I mean, it's not like $40 a bottle, but it's not like it's $2.99.
You get like imported stuff for the kids?
It's, I'll give them a plug, Burt's Bees.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
stuff.
So it's very.
That's pretty expensive stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not a cheap guy.
So it's not cheap. So what they did do was they took their, you know, their sharks and stuff and threw it. It's up on a shelf. Threw it up there to knock it down into the water. Oh, man. And then took the caps off and dumped it out.
Who's more patient? I picture you being more patient than Donna.
You're exactly right. You nailed that.
I could tell you have more patience.
I'm a little bit more patient than Donna with that stuff.
Because then when you come here, you have no patience for anyone. So your patience is used at home.
That's right.
You come to work.
Right.
And then you have no patience.
But here's the one thing. Like, this would be my kryptonite. So if I am like in any kind of and now I can understand where it could go one of two ways, Taz. This music either annoys you when you hear it to where it's like, oh no, not again. Yeah. Because CBS pumps it out left and right. Yeah. Anytime they could promote the Masters, they start promoting it during the Super Bowl. I mean, they promote it everywhere, right? Yeah. So it could go one of two ways. It could either bother you or it could put you in the best mood ever. And whenever I hear this music, I could be having the worst day in the world. And I hear this music,
really?
And it puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, I could picture you listening to this music, wearing like a loose pair of blue jeans, rolled up with no socks and shoes, walking through an open cornfield in a beautiful spring day with nobody around you. No homes, no cars, no hustle, no merit, no 95.
No, nothing.
Right. No trucks merging onto 95, running you off the road. Right. Nobody stealing your cell phone. Just Moose running through, listening to the Masters music. Me?
Yeah.
I hear this and it's like, it's annoying. But it's a pretty light song.
Well, but see, we are at the opposite ends there. And I can understand that. And I respect that. And I know a lot of people when this rolls around, you're like my wife, Donna. When the Masters is on and she hears this music, she's like, oh, enough. God, the Masters.
But
I go, it's April. It's the Masters.
The basketball. What's it called? The song we did.
One Shining Moment?
That's annoying. That's worse than this.
You really think so?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, to wrap up the college basketball NCAA tournament,
nobody
March
cares.
Madness, little
nobody
One Shining Moment.
No.
Little Luther. It brings a tear to my eye.
God rest his soul, I know. But no, I know it brings a tear to your eye. It annoys me. This type of music annoys me, too. I'm more of a jazz guy.
I can.
Are there lyrics to this when they play this at
the Masters? No.
They just
what do you think, Jim Nance is singing?
Hello, friends.
It's the Masters. Rory will roar again. Tiger is in a pooper.
All right. That might be Nance in Butler Cabin after the first round with a nice scotch.
Butler Cabin.
Yes.
What a name. Work name.
But the Masters is upon us.
Yes.
It's so peaceful, so calm. Beautiful. You can hear the birds. You can see the beautiful green grass.
Did you ever go to Augusta?
No. No.
I have not to the golf.
I don't think we're allowed in.
I was at the Augusta Civic Center. Not exactly this music doesn't fit there. At the time, they were cranking Run DMC in there before the show. That's what they were playing.
Well, a couple things. And we'll get to our Taz of the Moose Masters preview as only we can. Mentioned in terms of.
This is when I get locked in the golf. Right.
John Daly was at a Hooters.
Shocking.
Down the street from Augusta National, doing an appearance. And he tweeted out a photo saying.
Wait, hold on. Does that mean he was just eating wings, drinking beers?
No, and meeting people, right? He was doing an appearance, right? So he was there meeting people and whatever. But the crescendo to the story is this, is that he said, I've got a great life. And he tweeted out a picture of the fact that he signed a woman's rear end.
Oh.
And he had a picture of half of her butt cheek, and she's wearing a blue thong.
Oh, okay. Oh, that screams fun and golf.
That scream?
And that's like, okay.
Hello, friends.
That's nice. John Daly, a major winner. I mean, this is what he's doing now, as he's enjoying his life. Like, who walks up to somebody? Can you sign my rear end?
I'm not going to comment on this. That's all I want to tell you.
As you've done it?
I've signed a baby's arm.
Okay.
I've signed probably two different guys' foreheads.
All right.
I signed...
what do you say when someone comes up and they're like, can you sign my forehead?
Are you sure? That's what I say.
Right.
And then I look, it's a Sharpie, and I'm like, this is not going to come out.
FTW, man, FTW.
Like, okay, bro, I got you.
Right,
no problem. And then I had a woman that was at, she was probably in her early 30s.
Right.
She wanted me to sign her upper thigh.
How did that go?
Well, the WWE representation that was there that stays with the talents, like, Taz, this is not a good idea. So, I'm fine. And then so we signed her calf. So the rep held her leg on the table in front of about 1,000 people, and I signed Taz.
I don't get that.
Get it either. I don't understand why people want that.
Nowadays you've seen people get their a particular body part signed, and then they have someone tattoo it.
I've had someone have when I had that tribal logo WWE the 13 tattooed. I've seen this a lot on their chest, on their back. I'm like, why'd you do that? This gimmick's not going to go that long that I'm doing. What are you doing, bro? I'm lucky I get 2 years out of this gimmick. Stop.
I'm into it.
It's going to live forever.
Right.
No, it's not. It ended at 2002. It ended.
Right. What was the character you were?
No, it just was like with the tribal. It had the number 13 in it. I always used the 13. But the tribal thing, the logo, wasn't pushed. I don't know why this guy did this. Tattooed on his back.
Right, he's walking around now. He's like, F him.
Yeah, I should have did this. Hey, can I get a giant bear to cover this thing? A bear fighting a rhino.
Right, exactly. Mike, what were you saying? The
Master song actually does have lyrics.
Oh, it does?
Yes, 1982, Augusta by Dave Logans.
Oh, can we hear it?
Oh, Dave Logans, really?
Is there any way
when it's springtime in the valley.
Wow.
On Magnolia Lane.
This is better.
It's the Augusta National.
Is this Elvis?
And the Masters of the game.
Cool
air,
I like it.
That green coat on Sunday afternoon.
Came to him on the 14th hole, he said.
We'll walk that 18th fairway singing this tune. Your dogwoods and pines, you play on my mind like a song. Augusta, it's you that I love.
Wow.
it's wires,
bogus in the studio.
It's stunning. I've never heard this before.
Well, because it sucks.
Can I add one thing to this conversation?
Why you just barged in the studio?
Now, I apologize
Andrew,
in advance.
You're listening to the show on a Thursday?
On a 30-second delay, so it might have come up in between then me hearing it out there and coming in. But this song written by Dave Loggins, it's
not
Kenny Loggins' brother.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes.
That's Kenny Loggins' brother, that guy?
And I believe...
Oh, my God.
or he's the penguin. I can't tell.
That's Kenny Loggins. Okay.
That's Kenny Loggins' brother?
I believe that
the heat
CBS
is on.
Used to play the words, and now it hasn't in a while, but they used to play the actual...
When did they play the words?
If you just Google Augusta CBS Masters theme, and there's a treasure trove of deep dives on this song.
So maybe they played in the early 80s? Because I don't ever remember hearing that song.
So
I've got a good memory. I mean, I don't remember, the...
Yeah, I'm not saying they played it 5 years ago, but at one point, and the song was written in 82, so they might have played the words originally then.
That song is brutal.
It's horrible. And here's the thing. But, I thought it was when you said...
There's words for the
Kenny
music.
Kenny Loggins, I was singing, the heat is on. Yeah. And then Bilotti goes in my headset in disappointment, Kenny Loggins. No, Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Like, I was wrong. I thought it was Kenny. And his face, he was so disappointed.
I am.
Remember that song, Moose?
Yes, I did.
Was
that from Beverly Hills Cop?
I think it was. Yeah. Yes, correct. Wow, look at you. Yeah. What did Kenny Loggins do? What did he say?
On the street.
Oh. Right. I like Dave's music.
This is badass, though. This
Kenny Loggins, not know when to hold them, know when to fold them. That's Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. Okay. That's another great song. Yeah.
But Kenny Loggins' brother looks like Kenny Rogers.
See? It's a tangled
web. You saw the picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does. Highway to the Danger Zone, son. We'll see you later.
Well, it looks like Kenny Rogers after basically 80 pizza pies.
Dude, it's Highway to the Danger Zone for Dave Loggins.
Danger Zone.
There he is playing a guitar singing that song.
Oh, look at that. That's a tough song.
Danger World.
Look at him getting into it, too.
Oh, yeah, look at him. Dude, hey, Mike, you got to tweet out the YouTube video of Dave Loggins
singing Augusta.
The Augusta song. It's.
It looks like riveting video.
Yeah.
Hopefully he is, Taz.
Yeah, thanks. You heard me.
I
wrote Jones.
We'll get to our Augusta picks here momentarily. Patrick Reed. They had the par 3 competition yesterday. And no player, I think Matt Wallace won it yesterday. No player that's ever won the par 3 competition beat out Sandy Lyle, former champion, in extra holes. No player that's won the par 3 has ever come back to win Augusta, win the actual tournament, right?
Right.
Before that, Tuesday night before, though, they have the champions dinner.
Yeah. I'd love to go to this, too.
Oh, I...
Anyway, you got any hookups?
No, not to the champions dinner. Hence, champions dinner.
Former champion.
Right.
Not in golf.
You walk in with your own green jacket.
With my belt.
Right, with
FTW
your belt.
FTW belt.
Right,
and exactly. I'll give you the hardcore belt. Yeah, Moose and I are here.
Yeah, right. We're here for the dinner.
You're a big
Patrick
wrestler now.
Patrick Reed. Listen to the menu. Patrick Reed.
Tell me the menu.
So Patrick Reed, they get to, whoever wins the previous year gets to pick the menu for the champions dinner.
Did he wear his green jacket? Sorry, all year? Remember he was wearing it?
Knicks game last year, Knicks Cavs.
Yeah, he had the jacket. Yeah.
Right, he showed up, right, drive-through.
Right.
I forget, was it an RV?
Wearing
right.
It. Yeah, one of them.
He was sitting there, and so he picked his meal, right?
Right.
His meal constituted bone-in ribeye, macaroni and cheese, cream spinach, creamed corn, and creme brulee.
Well, there's a theme.
It's the
heavy creams
as many
for
calories
Mr. Reed.
Possible.
Yeah. How is his cholesterol level doing at this moment? That's what I'm wondering. Wow.
Bone-in ribeye, macaroni and cheese, cream spinach, creamed corn for dessert creme brulee.
How bad is that? The healthiest thing he ate was the ribeye.
I know.
I mean, God. I mean, all those things are delicious.
I love a ribeye steak.
No, I do.
Is it
like
favorite steak? If you had a cut of meat, favorite cut of meat.
I'm a filet guy.
I like a filet, lean.
I like lean with a little horseradish crumb. But I also like a wagyu, which is the opposite, as you know.
Right,
a wagyu, but that's like once in a while. You know, it's hard to get a good wagyu.
It is very difficult to get that.
Very fatty, though. Marbleized Jones.
Yeah, yes. For a run there, I was going ribeyes.
You were going ribeyes,
yeah. But now I'm back to filet. But ribeye is a great. When you have a good ribeye and it's marbled well, it's so tasty.
Oh, you feel like a real man. I mean, so what is your go-to, like, high-end steak? You know, you don't do it a lot. I don't do a lot. What's your, would you say, your high-end steak places? Like, you know,
I mean, Luger's is great.
Yeah, Peter Luger's.
Peter Luger's, yeah. That's a, you know, Brooklyn, first one. There's one on Long Island, too, right? There's two establishments,
there's two, yeah, yeah.
What's the other one in the city? They have...
Well, it's not Ruth Chris or it's
Del Frisco's.
Oh, Del Frisco's is near where we used to.
Where we used to in Midtown,
yeah,
Manhattan.
Midtown,
right,
Manhattan.
Near,
Del Frisco's is phenomenal.
Right. So if you're not from the New York area, right, basically in the same area where they put up the Christmas tree, Rockefeller
right,
Center,
correct.
The ice
yeah,
skating
yeah.
rink, all
yep.
that, where NBC is located,
that's
Saturday Night
is,
Live,
yeah.
all that. There's a steakhouse there called Del Frisco's. Huge joint right on the corner. I think, what was it, 52nd and 6th?
Or is it 53rd? I think you might be right. 53rd and 6th.
Okay. So, yeah. So, right there, there's a steakhouse called Del Frisco's. Very good steakhouse. My wife and I, every time we go there, have a great meal. What about yourself?
I have a lot of steak places I like. Capital Grill is real good, which is on Long
Very
Island.
Very good.
I like Capital Grill. George Martin Strip Steaks, another really good place. And again, on Long Island. The best, probably the best steak. I better mention
George Martin. That's not the former Giant, isn't it?
I don't know if it is. It's not. No,
okay.
It's not. Again, I looked at Bilotti. He made a face of disappointment. Like, no.
How do you ask that question?
He makes the face. Right. That's the face he makes.
Geez.
He makes the face like he's like, no. What are you? Just
Bilotti,
a stupid
right.
ass.
Come
like,
on.
You know,
right.
He's just like, come on. Yeah.
That was a great face.
He does it all the time. Like, no. What do you mean, George Martin? No, he's not number 75 Moose. Right. No. Anyway, I mentioned this a while back. Don Shula's.
Oh,
dude,
very
now,
good.
There's not a long. The one I loved is actually in Indianapolis.
Okay,
if you in your travels, if you ever see a Don Shula's, it's phenomenal.
I went to a Shula's steakhouse. It was at in Florida I was producing Chris and Mike. We were down there for spring training one year. We went to a Shula's steakhouse. It was at some resort that Mike and Chris were staying at. I forget what place it was, but it was great. The meal was fantastic.
Oh, no, it's really, really good. I think it's better than Morton's, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think it's better than Morton's. But, and there's, I'm trying to think of the other, you know, if you want like a, I believe if you're not looking, if you're going with family and you're not looking to spend a ton of money, I got to be honest with you, it's not to the level of steak as we're talking about, but Outback is not horrible.
A good steak.
Outback has a good steak, man.
It does. They give you a good steak for
they
the
do.
Price.
They really do. You can't go wrong. But you mentioned Del Frisco's. That is definitely
it's good. And I think a staple like side dishes, when you think about it, if you go to a good steakhouse, first off, cream spinach has got to be a part of the side.
Right.
It's got to be, for me, cream spinach and a potato, either like the hash browns or you do mashed potatoes like that.
How about a little au gratin potato?
Yeah.
A lot of steak places will have that, too.
Delicious. I like any kind of potato. Mm. I'll try something. It doesn't have to be a mashed potato
or starch in there.
Yeah. That, to me, that's a staple. I can't have a... If you go to a good steakhouse, and we're not eating like... If I was eating like this every single night, I'd be dead.
I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but if you go to a good steakhouse, I think cream spinach. And if cream spinach is done right, it's unbelievable.
I was on a run for a little while eating creamed vegetables. My wife always gets home and not eating vegetables. She's like, dude, that's not really... good vegetables for you, like loaded with butter and
right.
like, well, it's vegetables. You said I don't have enough right. vitamin cream and spinach on a regular basis. Yeah,
your wife and my wife would have some good conversation.
Yeah, I think so. She's a little, yeah.
Right,
so that's like unbelievable.
What are you doing? You can't be eating that.
No, but for Patty Reed, he's a gimmick in himself. But yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's a hell of a meal.
That's a hell of a meal, dude. Imagine that before you go play golf in the heat in Georgia.
Yeah, but you show up. I mean, that if you want a champion's dinner meal, that's a champion's dinner meal. Now, the place where he went wrong, where he went macaroni and cheese, he didn't give you a potato.
Well, that his starch was that, though. I mean,
no, I get that, but I'd rather have the potato than macaroni and cheese.
I'm with you.
I'd go there.
Some
but
people do the mac and cheese,
they do.
Though.
You're
it's a
right
popular
about that.
Thing.
But, yeah. I mean, that is, you show up at a champion's dinner Tuesday night down at Augusta National, you're Tiger Woods, and there's a nice bone-in ribeye steak. Mm. That's a nice meal.
There's a place, too, for those that are ever on Long Island, I mentioned a few notes long, it's a place called Rare 650. It's in Syosset, which is Nassau County, if you don't know. It's a sushi steak place. Their
Great.
Steak is phenomenal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, high-end Jones, but it's good.
Rare 650.
Rare 650.
Yeah.
It's right off the 135. You ever want to go to Long Island, take Donna to dinner? It's a nice place.
Oh, nice. We'll meet you guys. A little couples dinner.
Oh, yeah.
855-212-4CBS.
855-212-4227. We'll get to our Augusta picks, so we'll do that next. Yeah. It's Taz and the Moose on a Thursday morning right here. You don't have to say anymore, Taz. CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
The world's best buy for the coveted green jacket. Don't miss highlights tonight and tomorrow and full coverage Saturday and Sunday. It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters only on CBS. David Dusek will join us. Golf Week live from Augusta National. In a few minutes, Bogus is here. What's up, Andrew?
Well, hold on. That song reminds me of my wrestling career. The whole nother story. Disregard that.
All right. I'll take it away.
Back to me.
I just wanted to play my drop.
What?
That's it. Go ahead, Andrew. Oh, they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Oh, just too wide any and way nerdy. To play the drop.
That's not true. What are you,
well, like I don't know about then, but there is a time where I can see in your head, you're like, ooh, a drop's coming, and you get a different smile on your face as you set yourself up to press the button. I like
know,
it.
I don't know.
I wish there
guys,
was video for
I don't
that.
Know what you guys are talking about. I have no. I don't even know what a drop is. I'm not a board operator. I do know there is a sound effects store that's beneath us in this building, and sometimes the sounds leak through the air conditioned vents. That's all I know. That's what I heard.
Nope.
That's your
saying.
Story.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
But right. Believe it or not, Hotshot, that story was a big bit on the Taz Show, and it was daily.
I remember that.
T-shirts named after the sound effects store. I can even get you one for a discounted price if you'd like it.
Please.
But, yeah. So, don't ruin the bit. Don't be a bit killer. Okay, Andrew? You're looking even on the show. How about that, wise ass? Okay.
All right.
There you go.
And here's your report, sponsored by Live Nation. This summer, Shinedown is hitting the road on their Attention, Attention World Tour with special guests Badflower, Dinosaur Pileup, Broken Hands, and Dave Loggins. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Nice. Are you actually allowed to do that?
Probably not.
You just did it, so it was funny.
There was one playoff spot still up for grabs on the final night of the NBA regular season. The Pistons, the Hornets, battling separately to play the Bucks in round one in the East. All Detroit had to do was win at the Garden, and win they did, 115-89 over the Knicks. Head coach Dwayne Casey.
We have some well-deserved fans in the Piston history and in the area. And they're used to great basketball. And again, we're not where we want to be, but we're not where we were.
The Nets locked themselves into sixth in the East with a 113-94 home win over the Heat. Dwayne Wade, 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists in his final game. Out West, the Blazers are playing for the 3 seed, but rested almost all of their important players. Only 6 players got in the game. 3 of them played all 48 minutes against the Kings. One of them was Anfernee Simons.
Myers, as we near the 2-minute mark for the game, to Trent. Down to the corner, Simons. 3-pointer on the way. Ring it up! Oh, he's growing up before our very eyes. Simons with 34, his 7th 3-pointer.
Brian Wheeler on Blazers Radio.
What do you think the most annoying thing to eat on the air would be? I'll give you an example. Okay, I have an apple. I have an apple every day. Moose knows this. And I love apples. And Moose and I actually talk about apples a lot during the break. And I would love to eat my apple right now. Because we work while we're on the air, we're eating because we're in the middle of work. So it's like we can't stop. There's no breaks. There's no timeouts.
Here we go.
So, you can eat a corn muffin or a blueberry muffin. No one would know.
Right.
You could even have a roll with butter. Nobody would know. A bagel. What if you bust out, I bust out my Honeycrisp apple?
No.
Because you'll hear that every chomp, right?
My phone's on.
Yeah, watch that. First day doing radio.
Speaking of.
Pete Gas checking out.
Pete Gas. Damn it. It's funny you just mentioned him.
Well, no, is he an apple guy?
Long story short, I'm glad you chew an apple like my wife does.
Oh, you've heard me chew?
What do you mean? You eat one every day.
Is it loud?
Yes. Very loud. Yesterday, you left the room while you were finishing up your apple. I'm like, thank God. It's so annoying.
Wow.
Like you no, it's not that. It's like
it's a fight.
Right. It's like a dinosaur eating
a tree.
Right. It's like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Well, all my teeth are fake.
And then you
have dentures. That's why. And I'm growling.
Yeah. Right. You're like, oh, it's a good apple. I'm like, jeez.
Well, that's what my wife says. Why is the commentary always there whenever you're eating anything?
Yeah, right.
I mean, sushi. Oh, I love the wasabi. It's great.
Yeah, I
get it.
Well, just eat the ginger. Shut up. Hey, listen. Let me ask
you. Have you seen a change in Biseglia? Anything you say now, he agrees with. It's just amazing.
I love it.
I know.
What happened?
I don't know. Baby face.
There's been a change.
I don't know. He uses
the wrestling terms all the time.
Anything you say, he's like, yeah, Taz, that's right.
I know. Yeah, but before, you made a suggestion for something creatively on the show with social media, which was a tremendous suggestion. And he's like, yes, Moosh, yes. And then I made a suggestion, and he looked at me like, who are you? And walked out of the room.
That's not
like,
true.
Why are you even on the show? And he just walked out. He did that. Your idea, he was like, oh, yes, Moose,
well,
it's great.
Whoa. Time out.
Okay.
When you guys suggested the idea, I didn't even know. I thought it came from you guys. I don't know where it started.
We do everything collectively.
Exactly. That's my point. So I agreed with that. I didn't know if it started with Moose or Taz.
You don't need to know.
But it's my point.
All right. Andrew looks upset.
No, we got a guest to get to. Andrew,
we
go
got
ahead.
Time.
That a long time ago was Brian Wheeler on Blazers Radio. Anthony Simons, a career high 37 for a 136-131 victory over the Kings. So Portland jumps over idle Houston for that three seed. We'll play the Thunder in round one. OKC earning number six with a 127-116 W in Milwaukee. And Dirk Nowitzki, 20 points, 10 boards in his final game. His Mavs losing in San Antonio, 105-94. Those Spurs are the seventh seed in the West. They'll play the Nuggets. They rallied from 11 down with 4 minutes to go to beat the T-Wolves 99-95 and finally secure number two. Celtics guard Marcus Smart reportedly dealing with a torn oblique, could miss the first two rounds of the postseason. And the WNBA draft was last night. Notre Dame's Jackie Young went first to the Las Vegas Aces. Four other Irish players picked last night. Arike Ogunbowale went fifth to Dallas. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Dodgers for the third straight night, this time 7-2, behind a Yadier Molina two-run homer. The Nats smoked the Phillies 15-1. The Astros outscored the Yankees 8-6, and the A's blew out the O's 10-3. Oakland's Chris Davis went deep twice. Baltimore's Chris Davis flew out as a pinch hitter, extending his record drought to 0-50. And if you've been wondering why Taz is extra giddy this morning,
I'm really not.
Here's why.
2-on-1 with Everly into the Penguins' own left circle. Barzal all alone in front. Deeks shoots and scores! The Islanders win it in overtime! Josh Bailey knocked it in! And New York wins it 4-3 to take game one!
That's Chris King.
Worst voice in radio. But it was a great win.
Great win. It was into it.
I'm nervous, though. Congrats.
You can hear Chris on our beautiful radio.com app. That's a 4-3 OT win for the Penguins on night one of the NHL playoffs.
We're going to get into the Masters. We're going to do that next. David Doucette, Golf Week, is going to join Taz and myself here on this Thursday morning. Give you a little preview, get his thoughts, who he likes to be wearing the green jacket come your way Sunday night after four brilliant rounds of golf. We'll find out. We'll do that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Anne Liguori. Listen for my Masters reports from Augusta today through Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. Save 15% or more car insurance. Let's head to live down to Augusta National right now. Let's welcome aboard David Doucette, senior writer, golf raider for Golf Week, joins us now as he does before pretty much each and every major. David, good morning. Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes.
What's up, Dave?
Hello, friends. How are you?
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Whoa. you look at it anytime. I mean, we know how great of an event Augusta is, how well-run it is. When you look at this field, obviously, there's a number of ways you can go. You know, Rose, Johnson, McIlroy, Koepka, Thomas. I'll ask you this. Which of the, top 15, top 20 golfers, are there a couple guys that you're really concerned going into today's action that you don't think they'll be around on Sunday?
Well, as far as not being around on Sunday, I think all the big names are going to be around on Sunday. When you think about it, the 44 and ties make the cut here, and we only have 87 players. And there are a bunch of guys in here, who, all due respect, they're really not in contention yet. They're going to be teeing it up. Sandy Lyle, I don't think, is somebody we really have to worry about making a bolt up the leaderboard. So as far as making the cut, this is the easiest major in which to make the cut. But going back to your original idea, Brooks Koepka is the guy that right now I'm concerned about. He's lost a bunch of weight. He can, you know, basically came into the media center the other day saying that he'd been on a diet where he'd been restricting himself to about 1,800 calories a day. And that, in turn, made him a little bit sick, and he's lost distance. He says he's lost about 10 to 15 yards of distance with his driver right now. And the golf course is wet. We had a lot of rain on Monday, lots of rain on Tuesday. And I haven't been out there yet. They won't let us on the golf course until 8 o'clock. So immediately I'm about to, when I leave you guys, head out there. But it's going to play soft, and it's going to play really long. And the last thing that anybody would want to do is give up yardage off the tee and distance. So I'll be very curious to see exactly what we get with Koepka. He's the last group today with Jordan Spieth and Paul Casey. Among the real chalk golfers that we've got, he's the guy that I'm most concerned about.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's just, Dave, just one more thing that you just mentioned about Koepka. Now, you know, he's a guy that, you know, everybody was talking about, like, the difference in him as far as what last year, like the muscularity of this guy and all that stuff and the thicker arms that you don't normally yep. see and, you know, wearing the tight Nike polos and stuff. Like, what? So he just wanted to change. Like, what's the main reasoning behind this?
Well, he was sort of coy about it and played around with it. He said he had some blood work done and gave the impression almost that he was sick. But the word out is that he is going to be appearing in a body issue of a magazine and posing, and he wanted to look cut.
Right,
and
right.
And so he tried to lose some weight, and it's not a smart move.
Right.
Well, that
right.
makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. All right, when you everyone's talking about Rory and Ricky, and we know how good of a year Rory's had this year. What about those two in terms of you think they're going to be right there on Sunday with the opportunity to put the green jacket on?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, not to sort of jump ahead to maybe a question you guys were going to ask, but Rory McIlroy has been my pick. I think there's nothing you can see in his game right now in terms of the shots that Augusta National demands that you be able to pull off that he doesn't do really well. He's the best driver of the golf ball on the planet right now. And distance-wise, he just pummels it. The best club in his bag is his driver. He's an elite iron player. And he's having, statistically this year, one of the best putting seasons he's ever had. So coming in, He's been able to contend. His trouble historically has been that he will blow up in one round, and he's shot numerous rounds, high 70s. And obviously you can't win here if you shoot a 77, 78, or a 79. That's just not going to happen. But I think mentally he's in a great place. I think it was fantastic for him to win earlier this year at the Players' Championship, an elite field, very hard golf course. He did well, although he sort of laid a little bit of an egg against Tiger Woods in the match play, but he did well in his other matches. He really steamrolled some really good players. So there's, to me, nothing not to like about the way that Rory McIlroy has come into this championship, and he, I think, is clearly the man to beat in what is otherwise, I think, a really even, you know, very heavily high-stacked field.
You listen to Taz and Moose. Right now, our special guest is David Dusek, senior writer, Golf Week. Hey, Dave, so, like, who would you say needs to have, like, a really good showing this weekend the most? Like, which guy? We know you're picking Rory.
I think it's important that Jordan Spieth play well here. I mean, historically, he has done exceptionally well here. He has won it. He has come in second twice. He has come in last year. He finished and made a real charge of Patrick Reed, put a scare in him, shot a 64, and finished third behind Fowler and Reed. And he's been struggling, to be honest with you. But this is sort of a magical place, and not to get all Walt Disney on us and everything like that. It's one of those things when a lot of guys, and Phil Mickelson's had this for a long time, when they drive up Magnolia Lane, something just flips, and they can have a bad season or an indifferent season, and all of a sudden they show up at this place, and parts of their game that maybe were failing them come together. My concern is he going to be long enough off the tee and good enough at the driver, which has been real trouble for him, to be able to keep up with some of the guys who are going to really pump it out there and make a lot of birdies, guys like Bubba Watson and Dustin Johnson and, you know, we can talk about other guys, John Rahm, for example. They're going to get theirs, especially if the golf course is soft and they're able to play a little bit more aggressive. Spieth is going to hit longer clubs into those greens. He's putting better. The putting touch that made him famous back in 2015 when he won a couple of majors and was player of the year is coming back. But I think this is a big thing. If he can play well and, you know, if he can win, obviously that's great. But if he top fives, it gives Spieth a little bit more swagger going into the rest of the season. And before you know it, we're going to be right back home. We're going to be at the PGA Championship in about a month at Bethpage. And the season's going to go fast. And I think this is a big one for Spieth.
All right. You mentioned you like Rory to win it. You know, who do you think ends up, you know, being his biggest challenge? I mean, if you had to, you know, formulate, you know, your top five on Sunday, they've got an opportunity back nine at Augusta, David. Where are you leaning behind Rory?
I think the other two guys that really push him are Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson. I think Justin Thomas has come here. He made a little bit of a putter switch back to the one that he won with at the PGA Championship a year and a half ago. I think that he is somebody who has, again, all the tools, not quite as much experience, but he does have a major victory. I think that goes a long way. He said that he's looking to play a lot more aggressively. He doesn't want to be too careful around Augusta. He wants to be respectful of the golf course, the nuances and the difficulties that are out there. But he's going to go for his, and I think that's a really good way to sort of approach it. And Dustin Johnson's a guy, again, who prodigious length off the tee, has been in all these situations before. It's hard not to like his chances. He's putting better over the last couple of seasons. For him, it all comes down to wedge play and short game. If he is somebody who is able to control the distances on his wedges, put himself in the right position so he doesn't have to make a lot of great putts and takes advantage of his length off the tee, he's another one of those guys where it's hard not to think that he doesn't play a role on Sunday.
All right, what about Phil and Tiger? Always the classic question. Do you think either of those two are in contention on Sunday?
I think it's possible that they end up, you know, getting backdoor top tens. Phil Mickelson won earlier this season at Pebble Beach, and he's won here three times. I think he would love to get a fourth green jacket and tie Tiger Woods as far as the number of Masters wins. But it's difficult for me to sort of see his... He's going to have to scramble around a lot. If Mickelson is able to keep it in the fairway and not rely on his scrambling to save pars, but is able to give himself more birdie chances, he's putting very well. As far as Tiger Woods goes, again, we haven't seen four good rounds of golf from him in one event since he won the Tour Championship last year. Now, that he hasn't played tons and tons of golf since then. The best iron player right now statistically in the world is Tiger Woods. That's great. But, again, he has to hit fairways. He can recover around here, and he needs to set himself up for birdie chances. He can't be scrambling around looking to make a lot of 6, 8, 10 footers to save par. Those are the kind of distances he wants for birdies.
All right, David, I got one more before we ask you about the menu down there at Augusta National. We know you got to run. You know, of the group of, like, the Finau, Fleetwood, I'm in a Masters pool, right? Of those type of guys, you know, you look at Finau last year finishing the top 10 after dislocating his ankle in the par 3 competition.
It's amazing.
Yeah, which is remarkable when you think about it. Where do you think of those, of that grouping of golfers, the Matt Kuchars of the world, who do you think ends up having a really good tournament here?
I like Paul Casey in that group.
You do?
I mean, I do. I think Casey is one of those guys. If you're somebody who's into fantasy golf, if you're in a pool and you want to go into sort of the B group, I mean, aside from the Dustin Johnsons and all that kind of group, the Rory McIlroys, Paul Casey is somebody to me who's a veteran player. He won earlier this year in a really hard golf course at the Valspar. He has played in back groups before and, you know, late in the day on Saturdays and Sundays. He is somebody who, talent-wise, should have won a major at this point. He went through a slump, has got it back. He is an elite player. His trouble has been closing the deal. So if you're looking to get points or looking to get a little bit of value out of a player that's not quite at the very top of the pool, I think Casey's your guy.
Hey, Dave, last one for us, bro. The most important question you're going to get out of anything and anybody that talks to you, my friend. Okay, meals on tap. What do we got going on in Augusta? What are we eating? What's the story?
I have become a fan. I mean, the pimento cheese thing.
Yes,
I
remember last year.
The guy from the Northeast, can't do the pimento cheese.
Can't
the
do
egg
it, huh?
Salad is no joke. That is a strong, and I'm not a huge fan of egg salad. That one is really stout. I stay away from the sweet tea because that's like basically just drinking sugar. You're going to be bouncing on. But they do have a nice imported beer selection here.
Really?
I've been going a little bit more with the Blue Moon. It's a little fruity.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. Slice of orange?
Yeah. They give you the orange thing, and, of course, you get the commemorative cup and imported beer for $5, sandwiches for $2. I don't think even I wouldn't put it past myself. I don't think you can eat $20 worth of food in a day at Augusta National.
That's amazing, right? That it's not a ton of money.
Yeah,
that's great.
What does the egg salad sandwich go for, like $1.50?
Egg salad, I think it's about the sandwiches are $2. All the snack things are like $1.50. Soda is $2. Bud Light and Coors are $4, and then Stella and Blue Moon are $5.
I'd be pounding beers, man.
Oh, you went basically the three quarters of the field of the guys here. Let me tell you, along about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a hillside going up on the side of 10, and you see guys spread out there like beach sturgeon. I mean, it's just not a good look.
Hey, David, we appreciate it. Head out to the course. Thanks for the time this morning. Enjoy the tournament, all right?
Have a good time, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
You got it, David Doucette, Golf Week, senior writer and course writer.
That's great.
Beach sturgeon.
Dude, what is Bruce Koepka thinking? What is he doing, dude, with the whole fitness thing? Like,
well, they were again on that.
What is he doing?
Well, I guess what I had read, and David hinted upon it, is that him and his girlfriend are going to be in a fitness magazine. So he wanted to trim weight to look better in like a bathing suit.
Well, he wants to be leaner. I get that. But, God, the timing.
Well,
you're
but,
at the
I mean,
playing in the Masters here,
Taz.
Dude.
Oh, come on. Well, you get that if that's your line of work. If I'm a fitness model, or if I've got some kind of, if I'm running, if I've opened up gyms, or I've, you know, if you're Brooks Koepka, and you're going on 1,800 calorie a day diet to try and get as trim as you can, to try and get as cut as you can, and you're a professional golfer, Taz, that's stupid.
No, it's bad. Listen,
like,
you got,
who exactly advised him on that and said that's a good idea?
Know,
this is a guy that's working out every day pretty much with Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
I saw an interview yesterday, which was intriguing. He said when I got hurt last year, and he was out for, I'd say, 3-4 months with a wrist injury. And he said there were only, he says you find out who your friends are and who your friends aren't. Right, you find
that's
out exactly who
right
you
there.
Are when you're out.
That's
right,
the truth.
He said, "Who do you hear from?" He said, "I heard from basically three guys on tour. Mm. I heard from Dustin Johnson. I forget the second golfer
he
mentioned.
Names, hey,
and then
names.
He heard from Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson. Wow.
That's he heard from three when he was out for 4 months. All he heard was from two or three golfers on tour. And Johnson's his best friend on tour. Now we know what he has done in terms of he's won three majors. He's won two U.S. Opens. He's won a PGA. I mean that's." It's fantastic for Brooks Koepka. He's had a remarkable amount of success, Taz. But, I mean, you've been in the game. You know that. I mean, as a golfer, you lose 15 yards, 10 to 15 yards off your driver.
Forget about it.
That is a distinct difference to your game. If you're usually driving the ball, 300, 306 on average, and then all of a sudden you're driving it 290, 291, that is a monumental difference.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm surprised he did that. Usually, you have success at a certain weight in any sport. You stay at that weight. And he had a plethora of success last year. So the thing is, for him to do this, he must have confidence in his power, his quick twitch muscle. He has to have confidence that and realize that losing weight's not going to affect that, which it might not. Moose, everyone's body's different when it comes to that. I think it's risky. I got to tell you, I think it's risky. I mean, I know a lot of guys who lose weight and they keep their strength and power, but I've seen it a lot. I know when I would cut weight sometimes wrestling, I would lose power quick. I mean, my numbers would drop, but I knew that was going to happen. I don't know how this guy is, and he's not going to tell you that, Brooks Koepka. But I got to tell you, man, I having success at that weight that he had and then cutting the weight, man, the timing's bad. Bad, bad, bad. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens this weekend. And it's going to be, I mean, a lot of people are on Justin Rose. Some people are obviously picking DJ, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy.
I'm going Rory all the way.
I'm going with Rory as well.
Yeah, I'm going with Rory.
It's been my pick for a couple weeks now.
Me too.
And he is the betting favorite right now. I think he's at 5 or 6 to 1 to win the Masters, which is pretty strong favorite. When you look at it going into a tournament, and
a lot of
this
action
is
taken on the golf.
No, you want to hear something crazy? Think about this. So the other day, yesterday I heard somebody went into a casino in Vegas, and they put $20,000 on Tiger not to win the Grand Slam this year, all four majors in a
20
year.
Grand.
20 grand to get back what? What do you think he'll win for that 20 grand?
Oh, man.
You leverage 20 grand, it's a minuscule amount of money.
Right.
Think about the odds of winning all four majors in a year, in a calendar year.
Yeah, right,
that's what
right.
He bet on. He bet on Tiger Woods not to do it.
Mm.
20 grand to win 20 bucks.
Are you kidding me?
No, and you know what the thing was? People were saying he did that to get the comps from the casino.
Wow.
So he put the 20 grand on to get the points at the casino so he could get free meals.
Sketchy Jones right there.
Yes.
Look at that.
I mean, think about it. You want to talk about playing the angles.
This guy in front of you?
No.
Mark Belushi.
He's my cousin. It's Taz in the Moose.
Bob Belushi.
Sports Radio.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.